This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
The NBA is back, and at DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA, the key to victory is a strong starting five. New customers can bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN in all caps. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with promo code FANRUN in all caps. This week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older in Tennessee only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Elephant in America, you might ask? He joined six female elephants, Ambika, Shantai, Bozi, Kamala, Swarna, and Maharani in his elephant pit.
Do you want to be average? Grow a pair of you.
Hour three, kicking off in the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios. Hour three headlines. What do you got for us?
Got a couple of kind of sad headlines a little bit to kind of start out with here, John. Got to get through the sad ones, get those over with first. I don't know. One's kind of sad, maybe a little inspiring, maybe a little happy too. This one's pretty sad, though. Did you guys hear about the Osborne brothers, one of the brothers passing away?
Mm-hmm.
Sony Osborne at the age of 83, of course.
What'd you call him?
Huh?
Did you call him Sony?
Sonny.
Okay, at least it's Sony.
Mm-hmm. I said Sonny.
No, he said Sony.
I said Sonny.
You know...
Everything I said, no, don't you even start, by the way. Everything
say,
I say, you guys nitpick at. Every little thing. I said Sony.
Yes, you did.
Sonny. I did. No, I said Sonny. I said Sonny. I did.
I don't know. Is it still considered sad when you die like in your 80s, like at 83? Like, is that still sad?
I still feel like we should mourn them and, you know, appreciate them.
I'm not going to mourn. Sonny, I'm going to play Rocky Top, and I'm going to say...
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. Show respect.
I'm going to celebrate.
Celebrate. That's a better word. That's the better word.
If I make it to 83, no matter how I die, just be like, good job.
Congrats.
Yeah. That guy sure was something back in the day, ladies. Just tell him that. Just be like, hey, you might not see it now, but he was a real looker back
Man,
in the days.
Lady killer over there.
Yep. Say that about me whenever I die.
I got you.
Yeah.
I got your back.
Kind, big-hearted, and man, great lover. I don't know from experience, but...
Just throwing the women off of him, man.
That's what I always heard.
That's all he did.
I always heard, great lover. Say that about me. Don't mourn. If I died at 83, just be like, good job.
You want that on your tombstone as well? Just great lover on there?
I guess you can't... Like, I was going to say like father or something, not dad. I guess maybe. Depending on how good of a lover I am moving forward, maybe I can pop out some kids. Who knows? But just son, friend. No, friend, son, great lover.
Great lover. That can mean multitude of different things.
Yeah. Big heart.
Yeah. How about it?
Huge heart.
Well, let's all...
Play Rocky Top.
I was going to say, everybody got to play Rocky Top at least once a day. Hayden, go listen to Rocky Top on the way back to the apartment.
R.I.P.
Jam it. R.I.P. indeed. This is kind of sad as well, honestly. But you don't turn your back on family, John. Vin Diesel walked Meadow Walker. That's a cool name, by the way. Just notice that. Meadow Walker. Down the aisle at her wedding in place of her late father, as we know him, Paul Walker. So Vin Diesel stepped in.
How's that
make
you feel?
Walked her down the aisle.
You've been laughing. You've been mocking all the time. Family. Oh, you're just
family. Is it just me there,
family,
buddy? You see all the memes and all the, you know, goofy stuff that comes out of it, okay?
I mean, that's...
Okay, it's kind of all a big joke. It's not just me making fun of it.
How do we feel about this? Do you think this is Vin Diesel just being look at me and like actually? Because people say that he's really bought into this Fast and Furious thing. Like he's really
bought
into it.
Well, I can tell.
Yeah,
he's really
bought into it. Like, do you think he's bought into the memes? Like, I was thinking about this. Would Paul Walker have been like, you know what? Yeah, Vin, you're the guy I want to take the place. Walk my daughter down the aisle. Because, I mean, he does have brothers.
Yeah.
He has at least two brothers, right?
Well,
like
it was her choice, right? I mean, at the end of the day, I assume.
I know, but maybe if he was just like, hey, I'm doing it.
can't tell this guy no. Yeah, like, can't tell Vin Diesel no.
And he's like, you know what? You know how Vin is. He's going to cause a fight. Just we're going to cut out the royalties of Fast and Furious. Just let him do it. He needs to do this for family. Like, it's fine.
For family.
Now, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe him and Paul were that close. I mean, they did a lot of movies together.
They did.
Maybe they were boys like this. But like I said, he's got two brothers. One of them, you know, stood in at the end of one of the Fast and Furious is four, you know, Paul to finish up the last couple scenes.
Yeah. Again, I think it would be kind of her decision. I feel like she would.
Again.
I've wanted this to happen.
I mean,
it's like,
she
oh,
just,
yeah, I met her. Let's just completely change your wedding just to make Vin Diesel look cool or look make him happy. I don't think that's what happened.
Okay. I'm just saying that.
Then again, though.
I could see a scenario where it's just Vin being Vin, and you're just like, okay, just let him do it.
You say Vin and Paul were friends. They weren't friends. They were family,
they were
man.
Brothers.
They were brothers. So he's part of the family. He is family. It's still a little sad, though, isn't it? Just kind of thinking about Paul and everything. But, yeah, congratulations to Meadow Walker. Still like that name.
He was looking fly. Cool. Looking fly in
he
his
was.
Little baby blue suit.
He's got those shades on.
Always got the shades on.
Always got the shades on, doesn't he? How about it?
The guy standing next to her. Looks rough.
Are you talking about? What picture are you looking at?
The one of him walking her down the aisle. You still got it pulled up? The schmohawk over here with the suit on. Like the
I just have them two right here. Yeah.
Standing over here to the side looking.
Oh, wow. Got the long picture.
Unkept and just ruining a good picture.
Ruining it for him.
3 million likes, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Who? What was that picture from? Or who posted it?
She did. Meadow
okay.
Walker.
Gotcha. So she wanted it to happen. Get out of here. Trying to act like he's just stealing the spotlight.
I'm not saying she did or didn't.
That's
I'm just saying.
What you said.
I'm asking, are we sure that he didn't just swoop in and say, hey, I'm Dom Toretto. It's family. This is what Brian would have wanted. And she's like, his name was Paul. Vin. His name wasn't actually Brian. It was Paul.
It's not funny.
I mean, I feel like if you do, like, seven movies together, you might start calling yourself by, like, the name you call
right.
them all the time.
No, yeah, you're probably right.
Brian.
Especially, like you said, how Vin kind of plays into it a little bit as well. Either way, let's move on. Either way.
If she's real, she would have let him sing first dance song. He loves to sing. If she was real, she would have done that.
Maybe it did.
Anyways,
yeah.
Congratulations to Meadow, who I didn't know existed before.
I didn't either. Did not either. The Manny cast returns tonight. Let's go. It was excited. First time since week three. Feels like they weren't gone that long, but
no,
yeah.
No, not first time since week three.
That's what it says.
Really? They only did 3 weeks?
Yeah. The last game they did was Eagles Cowboys. Yeah.
Okay. I guess they took, what, 3 weeks off, so now we're back for seven?
Mm-hmm.
They
excited?
The Colts game, they took the Titans game off, and then whatever last week was. What was last week?
I guess last week was the Titans game.
They had the Raiders second game.
Oh, yeah, Raiders-Chargers game. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'm excited for him to be back. I didn't realize they'd only done three.
I know. That's what I said. It feels like they weren't really gone that long, but probably a good game for them to come back to. Could be maybe a little bit of a snoozer. Seahawks-Saints, you never know, but not very exciting game to go into it. So good to have these two goofballs to keep us entertained, huh? That'd be fun. Did you guys see the Brady 600th touchdown ball nearly get given away by Mike Evans?
Yeah, and then I saw that this sucker gave it back.
I was going to say, is he a sucker? Because they're kind of saying the ball would have been worth at least maybe $500,000, his 600th touchdown ball, because he threw it to Mike Evans. Evans, I guess, not even thinking about it, realizing whatever, just threw it to one of the fans in the stands, one of the Bucs fans. And then, of course, they were like, well, we kind of need that football back. That has some significance there. So he traded the touchdown ball, the fan did, for some signed jerseys and a gift card to the team store.
$1,000 in the team store.
Oh, was it $1,000?
Yeah, $1,000 gift card to the team store. Brady said he was going to, quote, give him something nice as well, which if you're Brady, I feel like you got to go above and beyond here.
Yeah. He also got another game ball, but just that one.
I mean, I get it, but so? I wouldn't want that game ball because all it would do is remind me that I had a lottery ticket worth $500,000 that I gave back for $1,000. Not even $1,000 cash. $1,000. If you don't want to give me cash because you think I might do something bad with it, at least give me like a master, like a Visa, one of those like prepaid $1,000 gift cards. Like, I won't spend it on drugs, I promise. Just give it to me.
You can't not give the football back though, right?
100% you can.
What are you just going to run with it? You going to run up the stands?
Just say no. They're not going to come forcibly, like, take it out of your hands. Like, no.
You're really going to be that guy. You would really be that guy to ruin that whole moment for your team, by the way. It's not like it was the other team or something. Your team. It's Brady.
It's $500,000.
You're disgusting.
Do you think the fan, Hayden, do you think he knew it was the 600th pass?
I was thinking of that, too.
They would have announced it, right, in the stadium? Been like, that's Brady's 600th touchdown pass.
I mean, maybe, maybe not. I don't know. And maybe wait, like, hey, don't announce it until we get the ball back.
Well, they did, you know, botch the whole announcement of him breaking the yards record or whatever, which I was on the road, still, it was kind of brushed over. There's no way you can keep the football, man.
$500,000. No, someone kept Barry Bonds' home run, like his record-breaking home run.
Yep.
And Barry's, like, not going to pay him for it. Or was it that? Like, there's also maybe one of Ken Griffey Jr. when he hit his, like, 500th home run or something. Like, and, like, some of these athletes are like, no, I'm not paying them. I don't want it that bad. Like, I'm fine.
That was like, if you go back, like, the 30 for 30 that came out last summer, it was like the one about McGuire and Sosa.
Uh-huh.
There was like people going to that game and like strategically placing themselves in the stadium to try to get those, like, the breaking balls. Like, luckily,
I mean, that was
the one that didn't even go out of the, like, it, like, barely went over the fence and went in the bullpen. So they didn't even get in the stands, but the one that McGuire broke the record on,
they didn't
have to fight over it.
That was one of my favorite things on. Like, during, I mean, I don't really so much remember the Bond or the McGuire Sosa one. I mean, I do, but I don't. But, like, with Bond, especially with him playing, like, in San Francisco, there'd be, like, 50 paddleboarders out there, like, in the cove, like, waiting for every home run. Like, it was a mad dash to it. But, yeah, like, Barry Bonds, 756 ball he refused to pay for, and then Mark Echo had it and, I guess, donated it to, like, the Baseball Hall of Fame.
What a coward.
Some other guy had, like, the number 7, I guess 714, maybe, or 713 ball. Or no, it would have been 714th, maybe. I don't know, because, like, what? 713, what significance would that have? 714
was Ruth's record, right? Before.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know what 713 would be. I guess just leading up to it, because 714 was the key number, and 715, right?
Yeah, 714 was the number, so 715 would have been breaking it.
Well, that one sold for $220,000, and then Bonds refused to sign it. He wouldn't sign it. So there's been some people just like, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not giving it back. Pay me.
On stuff like that, though, I wonder how you can authenticate it, that it was the actual one.
I'm sure they have, like, I might be completely wrong on this, but, like, do they have, like, a, like, 10, 15, 20, a bucket full of game balls that are, like, numbered somewhere? Like, mm-hmm. That?
No, they go through so many balls a game. They'll go through, like, over 100 balls.
But I didn't know, like, they ever numbered it all, like, 0 through 100 for the game, or, like, if they had a certain. Don't. Okay, so, like, yeah, just, I don't know.
I think if you catch one in the stadium, that they can, like, authenticate it in the stadium for you, but I don't. A ball like that, I would be, like, nervous to take it back.
Yeah, I've always wondered that, too. I don't know. I'm not giving the ball back. I mean, he had $500,000.
Yeah.
Brady should do something good. Buy him a new car. He's got all those sponsorships. He's got a car dealership, right? I mean, you can get him a Lincoln or something,
if he
right?
wanted. Yeah, if he wanted to, he could get him.
I think Brady will do the right thing. But also, Brady might have been the guy. Because he said, like, I don't usually keep stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Brady might have been the guy that was like, I thought about that. He might have been like, I don't really need it. I'm good. I got seven Super Bowl rings. I'm good.
He said after the game he kind of wanted the ball. Because he talked about, like, Mike Evans. He's like, yeah, he gives back so much to Tampa Bay. It's what he does. He was like, but I did kind of want that one. Mm-hmm. Or he said something like that after the game. So,
but I don't know if he wanted enough to actually, like, pay, though.
Oh, yeah. No. I don't know about all that. You're right. Yeah.
But somebody would have. Like, memorabilia keepers would have wanted it, though. Like,
oh, yeah.
If it wasn't Brady. Maybe you give Brady a discount. I'll sell it to you for $300, Tom. And kiss me on the mouth like you kissed your son. Do it, Tom.
And season tickets for life?
Nah, I'm good. After Brady leaves, we're going to go back to not being good anymore.
Oh,
I'm
that's
good.
True.
Yeah, I'm good, Tom. Just give me some stock in TV12.
Some Super Bowl
tickets. Can I hang out with you and Gronk? Next Super Bowl championship parade, can I get on the boat?
That would be fair.
That's what I would be doing.
That'd be fair.
I would essentially be like the guys. I know you guys haven't seen the movie because you guys don't watch movies, but Armageddon. Are you familiar with the movie Armageddon?
Hey, familiar with it, yes.
Well, they're getting ready to go save the world.
Yeah.
From the asteroid, right? So before they go, like, basically they're giving their list of demands to the government. They're just asking for everything. Like, it's like, never want to pay taxes ever again. And they're like, can we figure out who killed JFK? Like, they're just asking for all this stuff. Like, just keep asking for everything because you got all the leverage. Now, you don't have as much leverage as if you're trying to go save the world from an asteroid, but.
You could parlay football into, like, maybe a suite for the rest of the home games in the playoffs. And
yeah, maybe.
That would be sweet. That would be fun. That would be nice.
Sweet with a W.
Yeah.
And with a U. I need something.
How cool would that be to be in like one of those nice boxes for every single game the rest of the season? They're probably going to make it far in the playoffs. Like,
are you just getting one seat, or are they giving you a whole suite where you can bring your boys
and flex? Whole one. That might be worth more than the ball, though.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about it.
No, I wouldn't be.
You don't think so?
No. Not more than $500,000. I mean, it might be getting close, but it depends. I mean, I've asked just for, you know, just to see sometimes from the Titans tickets. It's not as much as you think, but it's like $8,000 for like maybe like one game.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I know it's – I think it's like around like $50,000. For the whole season at Neyland, right?
I don't know.
That's what I'm sure around
like
that number.
I'm sure there's a donation attached to that too and everything, but I don't know. Like, I want to say for like one Titans game, it's going to be like $8,000. Maybe even the playoff game, it was going to be $8,000. Good batch of headlines. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Scale of 1 to 10, how much are you into tonight's game?
Like a 2.
Seahawks taking on the New Orleans Saints in Seattle, correct?
Yes. Yes, it is in Seattle. Yep.
The Saints have been really good covering at home under Sean Payton. They're very good at that. This game is in Seattle. Seattle needs a win, though. They're trying to, like, you know, somewhat stay afloat to see if Russell Wilson can come back. We talked about the NFC wildcard race being kind of still wide open. Like, you're not out of it just yet, but you can't keep losing. Saints kind of find themselves in the same situation. They need tonight because next week they play the Bucks, right?
Yep. That'll be the main 4 o'clock game, so yeah.
In New Orleans, but again, you don't want to play the Bucks. I know they beat them up last year in the 2 regular season games, but...
So they feel a lot less confident this year.
Feels like the Bucks have unlocked some things since that moment.
Right. I mean, this game just feels like the same as the Pittsburgh game, doesn't it? Just backup quarterback versus a really bad offense. It's going to be probably a little low scoring. Maybe a close game at least, but to say I'm excited, I don't know about it.
It's the only thing going on tonight, though, other than like you know, NBA action.
Saints, you feel like they're a playoff team? They're right there. You said it, right? I mean, they're technically the sixth seed right now in the NFC?
Well, if I'm trying to make a case for the Saints, I'm just talking about, you know, their injuries that they've dealt with all year. Like, they've been banged up, and they're getting full strength. Like, their offensive line should be back and healthy. It should be full strength, which makes me think the Saints win this game. But do you trust? Like, it's one thing to go on the road with Drew Brees and cover the spread, and it's another thing to go on the road with Teddy Bridgewater, who's conservative when you're playing really good defense, but... Do we trust Jameis Winston to go on the road and not, you know, do Jameis Winston things? I still can't get out of my mind them going to Carolina and getting beaten down.
And losing to the Giants at
home. And losing to the Giants.
Blowing that lead, yeah.
Are they a playoff team? Yeah, I guess maybe. Just, you know, due to there not being a seventh team ready to grab the ring, if you will.
Yeah. Jameis has yet to even complete over 20 passes. Most of these complete is 17. The most he's thrown is only 30, and he was 15 of 30 in that game. He's really, I mean, not doing a whole lot. I guess last game he was pretty good against the football team, 279, 4 touchdowns.
Yeah, but like he had to throw a 50-yard Hail Mary to get to 279. I mean, like,
right.
There's been a lot of games where he has, you know, three of his 5 games this year, he hasn't even cracked 150 yards.
I do.
Now, there are 2-1 in those games.
Right. I do wonder a little bit. You think Sean Payton's just trying to hold him back a little bit? Just like, hey, we got a good defense. Like, we're going to be in these games. Just don't screw up. Just don't mess up.
Well, isn't that what we said they needed to do with him? Like, just kind of limit his turnovers, because he does have good numbers when you look at it through that prism. Like, he is completing 60% of his passes. He does have 12 touchdowns and only has 3 interceptions. Like, this is not Jameis Winston 30 for 30 experience, but it is the Jameis Winston that I guess is a game manager and will lose a game 26-7 to Carolina or lose to the Giants while only scoring 21 points. It does seem to be both good and bad, but maybe if you start getting the run game going with your offensive line, you can play defense, maybe that's the Saints' best chance of getting to the playoffs, and that's all you worry about now, and then maybe you have to unleash Jameis a little bit. And also keep in mind, to be fair to both Sean Payton and Jameis Winston, like, there might not be a worse team in the NFL when it comes to their receivers.
Trying to diss on our boy Callaway, I see.
I mean, I'm not trying to diss Callaway. I mean, good
He hasn't really done much. I mean, he had that great preseason, but I mean, what's he done so far in the regular
He's
season?
He caught a couple bombs. He caught the Hail Mary last week. He caught another
touchdown against New England.
Yeah,
right.
Another breakaway. So I mean, he's got a couple big plays, but I mean, he's basically been their number one receiver at times. And again, no flame, but that to me screams you have the worst receiving core in the NFL, especially while Michael Thomas is out. Taysom Hill's been out. They're looking for answers. They don't really have any. So I will say, like, maybe Sean Payton has told Jameis Winston, hey, chill out. Or maybe it's just like, hey, we have to just win a game this way, and I'm not going to put you in a position to fail because I'm your head coach and I want you to succeed. So we're going to do this game plan, Jameis. Just trust me. And so far it's worked.
Kinda.
Well, they're 3-2.
Yeah.
While being really banged up. I mean, the Saints have treaded water and sustained while being pretty injured. Now, we'll see if Michael Thomas is able to make it back anytime soon, but I know they're getting help on the offensive and defensive side of the ball, which I think the Seahawks are in trouble tonight.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, the Saints are favored by, what, 4.5?
Yep.
So I'm not
on
like,
the road.
I'm not like having like a hot take. It does seem like, that's a pretty big spread for a road primetime game. It does feel like one where Geno gets absolutely cut off. I could see a disastrous game for him. Like, hey, you've had 1.5 good weeks of good stories, good vibes. Okay, here you go. This is why you've been a backup for so long. God, you guys really need Russell Wilson back.
I will say, Geno has covered 6 straight games that he's started in, dating back to 2014.
I told you that last
week. 6 straight games.
When I took them against Pittsburgh. I will say I got more confidence, though, in New Orleans' offense than I did of Pittsburgh's offense.
To me, it's like the same exact offense. Like, you have one decent, playmaker in Alvin Kamara, and then that's about it. Pretty average offensive line, pretty below-average quarterbacks. I think it's going to be a similar game. I think it's going to be a 3-field goal game. It's going to be a low scoring. I don't even know if both teams are in the 20s.
Yeah,
that's what I expect.
I just didn't think that Pittsburgh could put you away with a run game. I do think the Saints can. I do think the Saints have a much better offensive line. All due respect to Najee Harris, he's a great rookie, but he's not Alvin Kamara.
No.
Whoever the hell the offensive coordinator is in Pittsburgh isn't as good as Sean Payton. So I do have more confidence that New Orleans can beat them something like 23-10 tonight is kind of what I'm feeling.
Oof.
I think it's going to be a really, really
ugly.
Dreadful game.
Yeah, ugly.
Really, maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I think I'm kind of rooting for the Seahawks. I don't really care, but 23-10 is like kind of what's jumping out to me. What's the over-under in this game?
Let's check. I imagine not very
42?
High. Yep, 41.5.
Yeah.
41.5.
Yeah. I would take the under. We'll see. Not a very good sell for tonight's Monday Night Football game, but the good news is, if you're the NFL, we watch everything.
We do.
We love all NFL games, even the damn Browns and Broncos.
I was gonna say, even that cruddy Thursday night game. I got you the same game parlay, John.
Give
got
it,
it
to
ready.
Me.
I got it in the oven, fired up. We
give
got it cooking.
Me. Give it to me after the break. It's Talk
right.
Sports on Fan Run Radio. All right, hit us with the same game parlay, Draven. What do you got for us?
All right, man. Let's get one.
Why not us
is all I could say. Why not us? Let's get one right here.
I've been begging you and Cam to give me a damn winner. You didn't even come close on Thursday.
God, Thursday was brutal. It was brutal. Well, who would have thought the Broncos had 40 rushing yards? Yeah. 40! What are we doing? Terrible. All right, here we go. I feel better about this one than last Thursday. I do.
I'm just begging, please just get us the next this upcoming Thursday when we get Packers and Cardinals and actually have some guys hit some props, because last four offenses we've had to watch suck.
And it's not going to get much better tonight, but we're going to get some touchdowns. We're going to get some yards here.
I don't feel good about this, but go ahead.
Alex Collins, anytime touchdown score. It was like plus 230 on there, John, which is shocking. He's their primary running back. He was a little bit banged up. Maybe he thought wasn't going to play this week, but Pete Carroll said, I believe Friday, that he's going to be good to go. He's going to play.
This screams that he's going to be active and play and then get hurt on his first drive and be out for the game. But anyways, I'm going to ride it.
Don't put that evil into existence here. Let's go. Alex Collins is getting in the damn end zone. I don't care. Just punch it in, Alex. Just punch it in. Okay? That's all we need. Anytime touchdown score. Come on. I like Geno Smith's over on yards.
Oh, God.
Geno, we believe here. Come on, Geno. Come on. 206 and a half. 206 is not a lot. It's not a lot. Saints, I think, decent run defense. You got these weapons still. You don't like
it. I'm listening.
I can tell you don't like it.
No, I'm listening. I'm not feeling great about it. I ain't going to lie to you. I ain't feeling great about it.
Let's see, how many yards did Geno throw for against the Steelers? He could get to 206. Just think about garbage time, too. Just think about garbage time. You said it. You said it just a second ago. You think it's a 23-10 game. Well, Geno's going to have to be throwing it a lot, at least in the second half. Get some garbage yards, maybe a garbage touchdown at the end. And he threw for 209. He threw for 209 against the Steelers. We just need him to get, and, you know, he wasn't great. And Pittsburgh's defense, probably better. Better pass rush, at least.
You're not winning me over on this, Draven.
Damn it.
It's not,
just 206. That's so low.
Do we ever take the damn under in these things? Because I'm expecting...
Life's too short to be taking unders, John. Life's way too short.
Maybe that's the key here. I always take overs. It's time to start taking some damn unders around here.
No. We're in the overs club here. Overs club. I feel... 206 is nothing.
He didn't do it against the Steelers.
You said it before. You can't take the unders. What if he gets it in the first half?
Then
your parlay and you're pissed off the rest of the night. At least we can ride this one out a little bit.
At least in this scenario, I can turn the damn game off.
You might be right on that one.
At least in this case, I can just go to bed. Yesterday, sitting there with my risk-free parlay courtesy of FanDuel, nailed it. Titans plus 7.5. A.J. Brown, 60 yards. Titans over 26.5. Bada boom, bada bing, bada boom. And then, sitting there waiting. You're going to throw the ball to Tyreek Hill. Need 100 yards. Come on, Tyreek. Tyreek, can you get me 100, please? There's four guys out in the secondary. Nothing.
Embarrassing.
If I had taken under 100, I would have been vibing. Yep. I would have been having a great time. Defense! I would have been screaming, defense! Instead, I was like, oh, can you please throw to Tyreek? Tyreek catch, 15 yards. Penalty, holding. Damn it. Why are you guys holding all the time?
Every time they had a good play, there was a penalty.
Well, they were cheating. They were cheating. Chiefs offensive line kind of stinks. Or Titans front seven's good. I don't know. Or both.
A little bit of both, I would say. All right. So, again, Alex Collins, anytime touchdown. Geno Smith, over 206.5. That's not a lot of yards. Come on, Geno. Just throw it down there. Let's get it down to the one. Just let Alex Collins punch us in for an end zone. Touchdown. We're good to go. Tyler Lockett, since we're going over 206.5 on Geno Smith, we're going to go over Tyler Lockett, 45.5 receiving yards.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it real with you, fam. I ain't doing this one.
What's wrong with Tyler Lockett? I know. He hasn't been good the last couple weeks. He hasn't been good really since week one. But he's due a breakout performance. You're going to be throwing it a lot. Tyler Lockett, think about, you know, Saints, they have Marshawn Lattimore, right?
This is the one you're going to hit.
Marshawn's going to lock down DK. Lockett, can't guard both of them. And the Saints really don't have a good second quarter.
After I've been sitting here bashing it, this is the one you're going to hit.
I love it. 45 yards, John. That's nothing. Tyler Lockett could get that in one play, one pass.
How about this one?
Oh, God. Here we go.
Alex Collins, touchdown.
Okay. I like it.
You're going to criticize that whenever you
get
to
it? No, I like it. I like it.
Under 51.5.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
Alvin Kamara, 25 receiving yards.
I have over 33.5, but okay.
Alvin Kamara, touchdown.
plus 981.
How many touchdowns Kamara got on the year?
A couple.
One rushing. That's it.
Well, you know, it doesn't be a roughing. It doesn't have to be rushing.
I don't think he has a lot of receiving. Does he have like two touchdowns on the year? Okay, no, he's got
like what, four or five? He's got a couple, surely.
Yeah, he's got four. He's got three receiving, one rushing.
No Taysom Hill to steal him this time. He's out of the game. Huh? What do you think?
It's not bad.
Plus 981. That's almost 10-1, Draven. We can laugh all the way to the bank with it. It's okay to say it's better than yours.
I was not done with mine, by the way. Well, you just completely cut me off.
You're doing way too many things.
This is the sport of the same game. Five selections is not that bad.
Four is okay. Four is fine.
Five is crazy. Five is just asinine, huh? Yeah.
When you got Geno Smith and Tyler Lockett on there, I just don't want any part of Geno Smith. I'm telling you, I don't like Geno Smith tonight.
It's going to be more frustrating when Kamara doesn't get in the end zone. Going to have probably hundreds of yards and not get in the end zone.
No, it won't be more frustrating. What will be the most frustrating? I can live with Kamara getting the ball and not scoring a touchdown. I cannot live with watching Geno Smith throw for 140 yards.
Okay.
How confident do you feel on Alex Collins? Because that's what I'm worried about here. I didn't want to completely shut you out. I want to ride with you a little bit.
I feel pretty good about it. He's all they got. He's their only back.
Okay, I'm locking it in.
Who's their red zone threat?
I don't know.
Tyler Lockett's not scoring. DK's not scoring.
It's locked in. Saints defense is good, though. Saints rush defense is pretty good.
Yeah, the front seven's good.
Okay, I'm not locking it in yet. I got second thoughts.
Let's see. Alex Collins has two rushing touchdowns on the year.
Those will be in the last couple games, right?
Yeah. He had one at Pittsburgh, and he had one at San Francisco a couple weeks ago. So,
those are two pretty good rushing defenses, right?
He actually had two touchdowns in both those games. He had a receiving touchdown as well.
Well, there you go. I'm locking it in. Plus 981.
All right. I like it.
Kamara Collins. Kamara over 25 receiving yards.
Our thing is almost the same, just
but
other than Geno.
About mine.
Tyler Lockett.
God, if your hits and mine doesn't, I'm going to be so mad.
I got over Kamara, 33.5. I also have Gerald Everett over 17.5.
Okay, yeah, never mind. I'm definitely not.
He's Gerald only tight end. He had like 40 yards receiving right. the other night.
I want no
Geno
part
likes
of,
his tight ends.
I want no part of Gerald Everett.
Okay. Yeah, you'll be saying that when I win all this money.
I hope it's not Alex Collins that makes you lose. I hope it's not Alex Collins that makes you lose. Is that fair?
That's fair.
I'm rooting for an Alex Collins touchdown and some Kamara receiving yards.
There we go. We're all on the same page there. Let's get one. Let's get one tonight. Come on.
We just threw two against the wall. Let's get one. Let's get one.
If we shoot 50%, I'm happy. Let's go.
Let's get one that's mine.
Oh, is that right?
I mean, if I could pick.
I have better odds over here, by the way, or at least more increased odds, more money coming in potentially.
How much was yours?
Plus 2,000 odds.
Oh, that's too high. Those don't hit.
You got to go bold or go home, my friend. These all, it sounds crazy, the odds, but all these sound pretty good to me.
That same game parlay was brought to you by our friends at GNJ Auto Graphics. Go to fanrunradio.com. Click on the GNJ Auto giveaway link to register. They're giving away free detailing sessions, free window tints, and ceramic pro coatings. Just go register on our website. You can choose which one you want. The prize drawings will be done weekly. We just did them on Friday. I imagine we're going to do another round this Friday. It's quick, it's easy, and best of all, it's free. Again, go to fanrunradio.com. Click on the GNJ Auto Giveaway link to register. Support the people who support us. GNJ Auto Graphics, Knoxville's premier auto care company.
Like it or not, social...
Last call on the program... Let's pump the brakes. Let's keep it moving. Draven, you're up first. What do you got?
I actually do have a story.
I would hope so, since it's just me and you here.
I was going to say, I kind of had to. Let's see. A king did this to help himself. Did something dramatic to help himself. I don't know. All right. So, King Juan Carlos of Spain. I think he was a former king. They said in here the article, the disgraced and exiled king.
Disgraced and exiled, okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, not really sure what this guy did, but either way, not really the story. The main story was, so he was injected with female hormones, John, by the Spanish Secret Service because his sex drive was seen as a danger to the state.
So what do they mean it was a danger to the state? Like, they thought he was out here just running around having sex with everybody? Like, he's going to make somebody mad and get killed? Was going to have too many...
Just couldn't control himself.
Too many offspring? Was going to get just, like, canceled? Was it a Me Too thing? Like, hey, this guy's just out here wilding. Does it explain why I was a danger? Or that he just couldn't think clearly on the state's matters?
Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Sex drive. Just kind of sounds like the... Kind of out of control a little bit. It says the guy's been drowning in women since the 1970s. And it says his wife stopped sharing so I guess he's married and his wife stopped sharing a room with him, stopped sharing a bedroom with him. So I guess he's just been kind of a wild animal, man. Just out and about.
So instead of just not cheating, he just wanted to become less sexual?
I guess so. Sometimes you got to do what's best for your marriage. And he was looking for his marriage. He was looking out for it.
Okay.
How does that work, though? Does that work? Does this work? The whole hormone?
Yeah.
I
don't know. I mean, I just figure if you have too much testosterone, you know, getting a little estrogen might help you. I don't know, actually. I'm not a doctor. They thought it would work. Does it say if it worked? I mean, did he...
I was going to say, I don't know if we have any really results from it. So basically, a former police commissioner, I guess, is the one who told everybody about this because he was on trial for blackmail and corruption. So I guess he just decided to out him that way.
That's pretty good.
Yep.
That's pretty good. Okay, I got an Instagram model bullied for this.
Okay. Curious. Love Instagram models, too. Bullied. What would she be bullied for?
Olivia Mathers. Do you know Olivia Mathers?
Do not know her. About to look her up, though.
Instagram model.
Big Instagram model. Let's see how many followers she's got. Okay. 632,000. So not crazy, but decent.
She posted to her story that she had accomplished one of her goals. One of her biggest breakthroughs. She had done something that she didn't know if she would have the strength to do. I've had tears through the process. Happy tears because I'm just so bleeping proud of myself. It's so easy to be faced with an unknown situation and say I can't. My advice, and something I'm only just learning, is give yourself more credit and challenge yourself to create the results you want in life in every aspect. It's a damn fun experience. It's damn bleeping empowering, actually. And then it gets blurred. I can't see. So, sounds pretty motivating, right? She did something. We've all been there. Like, something you didn't know if you could do. Sometimes you just got to take that first step. You got to leap out of that airplane.
You do.
Figure out the parachute situation on the way down sometimes. The act that she accomplished? You want to take a guess?
I have no idea.
She mowed her lawn.
You're joking right now.
She mowed her lawn.
And she said all that?
Yep.
She said all that?
Yep.
So she's being like sarcastic, right? Like maybe she wasn't fully serious. Maybe it's like a little sarcasm, like a little, you know, trying to be a little humorous maybe instead. Because come on.
No, because then people started roasting her. And then it's turned into a real thing, and then she posted that she was saddened to see her vulnerable moment of gratitude be so quickly turned into a laugh, and thanks for the supporters that were actually being nice to her.
Wow. Huh. Was it a really, like, did you see a picture of the lawn? Like, I mean, do we know the lawn situation? Was it like...
I'm not good. You see a portion of the picture, it looks pretty flat, and like it doesn't look that big, but maybe there's a backyard. I don't know.
you know what? No. Credit to her, man. Credit to her. We all have our own kind of victories. We all have our own kind of wins. Maybe that was just something she was scared to do. Maybe it was something as a child. She got scared or something.
Got stung by some bees.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe grew up poor. Maybe that's what she said. I grew up poor and didn't have a yard.
Right. That's actually a great point. I didn't even think about that. A lot of people don't grow up with a nice front yard they get to mow. It's true.
That's the angle she should go. Although no one's going to change their mind because people are just mean on the internet. And I'll be like,
yeah,
oh, wait.
I was gonna say, yeah,
actually, that is very empowering. So, I mean, the caption did seem a little dramatic. I don't know if you can hit the KG, anything is possible for mowing your yard.
Anything is possible.
Can you do that just for finishing the task of mowing your yard? Look, every now and then you mow your yard, you come out and you're like, okay, good job by me, feeling accomplished.
Yeah.
Took the trash up to the top of the driveway, good job by me. Hey, I hammered those nails. That was me. I didn't think I could do it, but I did it. For her, it's mowing the yard. You know, I will say, when I actually cook myself some food and it turns out pretty good, I do feel like, you know what? I'm a warrior. A
little pat on the back.
I can. Don't let anybody tell you can't. I can. Now, do I post it on Instagram?
I was going to say, that's the big issue here, right?
But she's an influencer, man.
That doesn't mean she has to post that. Like, just take your moral victory and just, like, celebrate it yourself. You don't have to post it on social media. That's the problem. We feel like we have to post every little thing we accomplish on social media, and that makes this, you know, people post such big things, whatever, that makes this seem so stupid.
But
that's
when
why.
But when you are, you know, an influencer, you have to share the victories. You have to share the low and the good with your people. That's why she has 600,000 followers, Raven.
Oh, that's why? Not just because she's maybe a little bit attractive and posts pretty revealing pictures. That has nothing to do with her Instagram
that's
fame.
That's sad that you think that.
Oh, get out of here. Are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding
me? That's sad that you objectify her and say it's just because she's a pretty face.
That's all she posts.
I'm going to go.
It'd be different if she's posting, motivational stuff.
She just did post motivational stuff. What are you talking about? I'm going to go follow her to say
she
I
got
let
roasted.
Her, to let her know I support her.
Go ahead.
And
that's
that
good
she
idea.
Needs anyone to be there for her in case she has
well,
to
when
cry.
She mows her lawn. Be there for her when she mows her lawn. Yeah, sure.
I think you're just taking it for granted. I think it's pretty tough.
I haven't mowed a lawn in a long time, though. Just thinking about that.
I don't know if I would think that you would have the confidence to go out there and mow your yard. You might be a little vulnerable like her. You just said it. You haven't done it in a while.
Yeah, right.
What the hell was she doing? She had to change her own tire. What was she doing for that? Get a tattoo of the moment? Here's a picture of me changing my tire. I got this tire tattooed on my body because I wanted to be reminded of that anything is possible. She is very beautiful, though.
Anything is possible. Wow.
I mean, we can agree with that, right? If this was staged, I feel like it was a pretty good idea because look, she is pretty attractive.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got another story? No?
Come on. I was going to say.
You got winners
lucky,
and losers
you're lucky
of the
to get one out of
you got
me.
Winners and losers of the weekend?
I got, yeah.
Run through your winners and losers. Hurry.
Real quick. Number three winner, tight ends. It was National Tight Ends yesterday.
Tight ends do, okay.
National Tight Ends, and I got the stats. I actually accumulated these myself. How impressive is that? We had 8 tight ends score a touchdown. We had 9 tight ends from a touchdown. 8 out of 11 games had a tight end score as well. So how about that?
Titans had a touchdown by a tight end.
They sure did. Was it? What's it? Is it Mikael Pruitt? What's his first name?
Michael.
Is it just Michael?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why I thought it was fancy.
I always thought it was me, Cole, but I think it's just Michael.
Yeah, I think you're right. Kansas students, you're my number two winner. Shout out to you, man. Get to go to a game for free. Get to actually have some excitement, some juice playing in a football game. Number one winner, Joe Burrow. Took over the AFC. I guess losers. Chiefs was my number one loser. Sam Darnold, number two. And the number three, how about the preseason Heisman favorites, both on the bench now?
Who are the two favorites?
Spencer Rattler and DJ.
Really?
Yeah. Two favorites on majority of sports books, and they are both on the bench.
It doesn't seem like every year we talk about how the Heisman favorites don't win. They don't win.
Yep. Who's going to win, though?
I didn't know they usually got benched.
Oof.
Is it Bryce Young? Corral back in the race?
It's probably Bryce Young.
I don't understand how this DJ guy is so bad for Clemson.
How much does Dr. Pepper regret this? I'm kidding. I really want these figures to come out. That way you'd be like, wow, they paid him that for this?
And it hasn't gone well for De'Aaron King at Miami either. So, like, I don't know who has, like, actually been worth the return on investment. All right, good job by you today, Draven, even though you did a terrible job this weekend and I still haven't forgiven you. And you're, you know, quite frankly, kind of dead to me, just to be honest.
I can tell.
The Drive's up next. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.